This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
So much happening in the world. Of course, we have the trucker blockade that's taking place in Canada.
Yeah.
They've imposed some emergency powers to be able to remove the truckers from blocking that bridge that stops almost 25% of the commerce that takes place between the United States and Canada.
Well, it's shutting down the auto industry in Detroit.
Yeah. And then, our own state, our own senator, Josh Hawley, have you seen what he's up to?
No.
He's selling a mug, John, on his website of him holding up his fist from the January 6th insurrection.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we also have the potential Russian invasion of Ukraine that's going to they're announcing it like, you know, it set your clocks and we're going to get to see this. This is crazy.
Well, the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said today that he expects the invasion to take place on Wednesday, the 16th of February.
What's that look like? I mean, won't they be shooting at each other, these people?
Well, likely, the experts I've listened to, they likely will start as an air attack by Russia, and they'll come in and try and take out communication towers, key military assets in the country of Ukraine, and they'll try and do as much of that through the air as they can, and then they'll begin the ground invasion. The objective, I think, is to surround the capital of Kiev and get that capital to fall.
This is World War II stuff.
And it's pre-World War II stuff. I mean, this is what
invading a country.
This is what Hitler was doing in Hungary and throughout Eastern Europe during that time in the 1930s, leading up to what became World War II. And, you know, Ukraine is not part of NATO. They've applied to be part of NATO, but NATO had set some conditions in place, and Ukraine has not yet met them.
Yeah, they're not a true democracy, right?
So, well, they are a true democracy, yeah. I mean, they certainly are much more democratic than Russia. But, they, you know, in terms of their own defense and so forth, there's some of the qualifications they have not met yet, and so they're not a NATO member. This would be a whole different ballgame if it was a NATO ally being invaded, because we would then have an obligation to defend them. Well, that's not the case here, and the United States is pulling out all of our people that are in Ukraine. And we've been arming the Ukrainians. The President Zelensky there says that their nation is going to stand united and they're going to fight. If the Russians come over, they're going to fight them. And it's hard for me to imagine that the Ukrainian army is much of a match for the Russian army, 130,000 troops that they've amassed around three sides of Ukraine. And, you know, this is going to be quite a conflagration.
Is this the end of the United Nations then? Because, I mean, I thought that there were certain world rules that we all followed under the United Nations. Now, of course, Russia also has veto power at the United Nations. But if you're in violation of international law, doesn't China have an obligation to stand with the United States?
Well, both China and Russia are members of the UN Security Council. Five nations are members of the UN Security Council, and any one of them has veto power. So the Security Council, for all practical purposes, is
France and London.
France and Britain and the United States, And then I think there's one that rotates in every, you know, from other countries or whatever. But those five have veto power in the Security Council. So that entity is not going to do anything about this. And, you know, about the best you can expect the United States to muster is to pull all of our NATO allies together and put some very serious economic sanctions in place.
But, John, I feel like we've been putting sanctions on Russia for most of my adult life. You know, oh, these are the toughest. You know, we had President Obama put them on them. Then President Trump put on tough economic sanctions. What more can we put on these guys?
Well, in the extreme, there's two things in the extreme you can do. You can exclude them from the international banking center, which would render their currency useless.
Right.
That's a major move, but that's something that could be done, and the West does have the power to do that. The other thing you could do, and this I find this one interesting. So Putin and the oligarchs in Russia, who have these multi-billionaires, Putin's one of the richest, maybe the richest person in the world.
Yeah, these are the folks that when the USSR fell apart, they took the spoils, right? Some took the gas, some took the oil, some took the electric.
Yeah. And massively wealthy. So they have assets all over the world, you know, as every wealthy person does. Well, some of those assets are in the United States and they're in Western Europe. And there could be an ability by the United States and our allies to freeze those assets of Putin and the oligarchs in Russia. That would be potentially a very big, very big incentive for them not to invade if they think that's coming. Now, on the other side of the equation, Russia has formed this scary alliance with President Xi in China. And, you know, it's possible that China could bail Russia out of a lot of the economic calamity that might be coming from the West. And that now you've got almost an economic world war beginning to form between the West and the rest. And, you know, that, I mean, you just go back in history and look at what happens when the world starts dividing in two. That usually doesn't end well.
Well, and if you think back to World War II, we didn't have a lot of the weapons now that can end the world like we do now.
We did.
So, well, I mean, we eventually did.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how we ultimately ended World War II. But it you know, this is starting a war with the capability of everybody who's playing in it to end the world.
Yeah, and don't forget, it's not just Russia and China that have allied here. Iran has joined that little cabal. And, you know, who knows what's going on in North Korea. But if you look at these countries, and Iran may or may not have a nuclear weapon at this point. My bet is they probably do. And if they don't, they're not far away. And if Russia and China now are assisting Iran, it's just a matter of time before they're nuclear capable. And so here you've got the West and literally the rest of the world at odds. Very, very scary
stuff.
I don't
know the answer to this question, but we are as divided as we've been in quite some time in this country.
In this country.
And we're not unique. They're having the same issues in Germany and in England and in France. And do you think they're banking on the fact that – banking, maybe a poor word to use. But do you think they're banking on the fact that we are just so politically divided that –
yeah.
If President Biden says yes, the members of the opposite party have to say no, and they're playing on the fact that this
certainly,
is going to be the case.
Certainly the instability in the United States is a factor in Russia's thinking here as they amass these troops and are contemplating whether to send them in. There's no question but that domestic politics of the United States is a factor in whatever Putin is thinking about doing. No question about it. And, yeah, I mean, it's on its face, it is clear that the United States is more divided now than it has been in quite some time, maybe since the 1960s.
The picture that's floating around on the internet, and I'm sure it was in the New York Times, et cetera, of President Macron, who had gone to Russia to meet with Vladimir Putin to express his, displeasure and plead with him to not invade this sovereign country. Two things. Number one, he refused to take a COVID test in Russia. President Macron did, because he didn't want the Russians to have his DNA. So therefore, they said, hey, you have to sit this far away from him and all this other stuff. Clearly, they didn't shake hands. These aren't two tall men. You should see a picture of them sitting at this little table. They're not that big of dudes. They're kind of small fellas.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I have no crystal ball to tell you what I don't even know what I think is going to happen. But something is going to happen, and it's going to be significant, and it's going to be world-altering. And it's not something we can ignore or afford to ignore here in this country.
Well, it sounds like something we need to be united in dealing with.
Yes.
So I'm hopeful that we'll find some way to bridge our fractured politics.
Well, historically, international conflict has served to unite our country, and we'll see if that is the case now. When we come back, man, this sports betting, it's sweeping the country. It's unbelievable what's going on. We're going to break it down. Michael Kelly and John Hancock, it's Overnight on Monday on The Voice of St. Louis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Flex.
You Do you guys have a Super Bowl pool or anything that you
nothing.
Participated in last
Absolutely
night?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
just watch it. Sit back and watch a guy get had a little rye bread dip.
Is that right?
You know, you got the dill dip there and the rye bread. You ever have that?
Uh-huh.
It takes me back to my childhood. My mom used to serve that all the time. So we had a little of that. We had Dad brought some chicken wings over.
We had a dog when I was a kid named Bitsy. And we had one of those rye bread things where they would hollow out the whole loaf of bread.
Right.
And then they put the dill stuff inside, and then they put the chunks of bread around
Exactly.
it. So the dog must have gotten close to it. Well, he went and grabbed it, and everybody yelled, and he wound up flipping it on top of his head like it was a hat and running around the house. It was miserable.
Well, it's okay, because you're not going to eat the dip at that point, probably.
But usually I get involved in what's called a Super Bowl square. Are you familiar with these?
Oh, yeah, where you got the thing. And
yeah,
they
put the grid out there, and then I think it has to do with however the score
scores,
ends in each quarter, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't participate in any of that this year.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with COVID, you don't run into folks like you usually do.
True.
But listen to this.
Okay.
This is just the state of Nevada. Now, gaming is legal, I think, in like 20 states now.
Yeah, everywhere.
Over in Illinois.
It's over 30 for sports gaming.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And over in Illinois, that's the case. In Missouri, of course, it's not. But if you want a gun, buddy, whoo! Well, I got the state for you. Go buy a Happy Meal right now. They'll give you one. It's mandated from the state of Missouri.
Come on, Kelly.
Well, it's the truth.
It's not the truth.
So listen to this.
It's literally
Nevada,
not the truth.
Just in Nevada.
Yeah.
Nevada brought in yesterday alone, just in one day, $179.8 million in Super Bowl
million
bets.
Million or billion?
Million.
$179 million. All right.
Super Bowl bets just yesterday, according to the Nevada Gaming Control Board.
It doesn't seem like that much.
They paid out $8.6 million, meaning that the sports books made $15.4 million off of just those bets.
Wow. Because when you gamble...
The house always has the advantage.
The house wins.
Yeah.
They set the rates or the
line.
Spread and the line.
Well, and the line, I didn't understand this. I'm not a gamer. I'm not a gambler. But the line will move, and essentially it's just the equalization
of the bets.
Of people on each side.
Ensuring
so they're
that the
always
house wins.
In a place that they're going to win.
Yeah.
And so a lot of my friends who've gotten into this, you know, DraftKings or whatever they are, I don't know. I'm not getting into it. FanDuel. They go over to Illinois.
Yeah.
Once you cross the river, your phone lets them know you're in Illinois. You can now start gambling.
Huh.
And so they bet, and you know, then they drive back across the river. And there's a push to make this legal here in Missouri. Interestingly enough, it's Republicans who are sponsoring the bills, John. When I was a kid, I worked on the gaming campaigns, and it was only the Democrats voting for it.
Right.
The Republicans were saying this is going to be the moral decay of our lives, and we got to stop this stuff. And now we have the Republicans pushing this legislation.
Well, and it's going to happen. I mean, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. I don't think it's necessarily good. But if you go back to the early 1980s, so we're talking 40 years ago.
Okay.
And the big debate in Jefferson City then was, should we have a state lottery?
Okay.
Where you can go in and pick numbers or scratch off a thing.
Yeah, was that under the Ashcroft administration?
It was under Ashcroft. And the Democrats had the majority of the legislature at that time. And the argument was that all the other states have these lotteries, and all the other states are putting all of this money
into education.
For education. And Republicans were opposing it, and the Republicans that were opposing it, they were called crazy because their point was if you open the door to a state lottery,
right,
it's just a matter of time before you have widespread casino gambling in the state. And the proponents of the lottery at the time said, oh, that's crazy. These people are nuts. And, of course, that's precisely what's happened. And ultimately, the voters adopted the lottery at the polls. Because the governor wouldn't sign the bill, John Ashcroft at the time. So the people voted to institute a lottery. And then, very interesting, because we've had a 40-year history since then, there's a belief by the electorate that they were sold a bill of goods, that the money from the lottery was going to go to education, and it really didn't.
Right.
And so
Well, it did, but what happens?
You suck it out of the back end.
They pull it out of general revenue.
And so So that then became a rationale for every time there was a revenue increase on the ballot, a sales tax for this, a gas tax for the roads, a blah, blah, blah tax. The people voted against it because the lottery, they felt, they were lied to, that the money really wasn't going to go to where they were told.
But the ones who were lying were the politicians, because technically the money did go into education.
Right.
And when the state had to meet its portion of the obligation, they said, wait a minute, we've got $300 million coming in from the lottery.
Right.
That means we don't have to pay the $300 million that we normally pay.
That's right.
Which is a crock.
That's exactly what happened.
And then, now we get casino gaming and,
riverboats.
Riverboats. They were going to cruise. They were going to go up and down a river.
Yeah, had to get out there and paddle away on the river. And now they became stationary. And now they're not even on the river. Now they have to be within so many feet of the river, which is ridiculous. I mean, and so now the push is, let's have the sports gaming in the state. Just open the whole thing up and, become
But
Nevada.
It's happening. It's happening in every other state.
And it's going to happen.
So it's inevitable. I mean, it's kind of inertia that's taking place now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's inevitable.
And if you're the Cardinals and the Chiefs and the, what is the name of their AAA football team or baseball team?
the Royals.
Why wouldn't you want this? You want people to be curious in your sport, and it's being bet on everywhere else. But, I mean, there were some prop bets that came out yesterday that said, like, Odell Beckham Jr., more than 52 yards or less than 52 yards.
Yeah.
I just have to imagine, particularly with a game like the Super Bowl, that the actual participants in this know what's up.
You would think.
It just seems to be really dangerous to me long term in terms of the integrity of the sport.
And I'm very concerned. And, of course, now, a horror of horrors.
What?
They're betting on snooker.
They are?
Yes. And
how do you bet on snooker?
There's been a couple of scandals.
Where a guy blows a shot?
Yes, where players have been approached to blow the frame
or blow
the game.
John, I don't like to talk, but you now have figured out why you continue to dominate in snooker. Because George Ann has, she's talked to me, and she said, you got to blow some shots here. No, but inevitable, right?
I mean,
the Black Sox scandal wasn't that they were trying to convince him to lose. They were trying to, I guess they were trying to convince him to lose, but they were, shaving
the series.
Runs.
They threw the World Series in 1919.
And then basketball and stuff, two or three points, even though you win,
right,
can make a difference. And, it just seems now with kids getting paid to go to, being in college, which, by the way, I'm for. If college is going to make billions of dollars, why shouldn't a little kid make some money?
So the game last night.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not sure what the line – had the line gotten to four?
I think it was four, yeah.
And so, you're up by 2 points. They score the touchdown, Rams. What if they go for 2 points there?
Right.
Yeah, because there's still a minute left.
To blow the line,
Or they hit the line but also make a field goal irrelevant on the other end. I wonder if considerations like that, probably not.
Probably not in that game.
Yeah, right. You hope
but,
not.
But just your everyday NBA game or hockey game, I don't know.
Mm.
Well, and basketball seems to me that it would lend it more than even baseball, because baseball, it's the ultimate outcome. Basketball, most of those games are being bet because, Duke's favored by 12 points, which means that if you take the underdog, you've got 12 points to play with.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, that shaving is scary.
It is a scary world.
But, I'm a big golf nut, as you know,
you
and
are.
I watch a lot of golf.
You do.
The Golf Channel updates you hourly on what the odds are, what the betting is happening. I just think this is going to be a part of what we're up to.
And the betting, the gaming companies now are sponsoring these big events. I mean, that's where we are.
Yeah.
That's where we are, and that's where it's headed. Michael Kelly and John Hancock, when we come back.
Who knows?
Well, no, we do know.
What do we know?
We know that if you want to run away.
Oh, I want to run away.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about it.
All right. That's next on KMOX.
On a now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
I don't know if it's Kevin Colleen's February syndrome.
Yeah.
Or if it's just the never-ending marathon of COVID we've been in.
Yeah. A general malaise.
Yeah, or if it's just that I'm 46 and I want to run away.
46?
I want to run away.
46.
Did you ever run away?
What was I doing it for? Never mind. Never mind.
Did you ever run away?
No.
You never ran away from home when you were a little kid?
I never thought about running. Are you kidding me? I was the third of three kids.
You never threatened, that's it, I'm going to run away. You people don't like me around here. The rules are too hard.
My brother and sister couldn't believe how easy I had it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So, I never ran away.
I ran away. I ran out the front door, around the corner of the house. You know where the air conditioner blower is? They call that? Return or whatever?
So, you guys probably had one of the small little air conditioning units, right?
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, the air conditioning unit was like the size of a building. I mean, because these old machines, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, the thing was massive.
So I sat out there for about 20 minutes. Felt like 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm like, that nobody cares, and I'm gone, you know. I think they knew where I was. But it was a part of the house you couldn't see me.
Yeah. No window out there.
I was a hyperactive little kid.
Hard to believe.
Buddy, when I was younger, my mom used to make me run around the house.
Yeah.
Run around the house and ding the doorbell. And she, you know, I was out of control. She'd go, Michael, 10 laps.
10 laps.
Run around the house and ding the doorbell.
Wow.
You know, John, it wasn't until I was 17 that I figured out I could stand at the doorbell and just wait 45 seconds and ding it and ding it and ding it. But a doggone it, I would run around that house.
That
ding dong. Ding dong. Ding dong. But by the time I was 17, I figured out, I'd just sit there at the door and just ding the doorbell.
Yeah.
No, I never did that. I am ready to run away.
Are you?
Where would you go?
To run away.
Like, let's say run away in the United States.
Leave everything? Just, like, leave my family?
No, pretend like you and Georgiana are going to run away together. Where would you run away?
Well, I don't think she's in.
Really?
No. Yeah. We got a grandkid coming. I mean, we're not going to run
See,
away.
See, you're bringing life into this.
All right, let me try and exclude life from this conversation.
Just
right.
If you could run away.
So it's just me. I don't have to worry about any responsibilities.
Yeah, you're free
I'm like
and
you.
Fancy. Yes, you're Mike
I'm like
Kelly.
You. I'm yeah. Mike Kelly. Well, let me think about this.
So I've been thinking about Florida.
I'd be at the bar
again,
right now.
Yeah.
Hey there.
How are you?
Come here often?
Yeah. Are you Irish?
Can I buy you a little drink?
Yeah.
All right, never mind. I digress. So we're running away.
Yeah.
Okay. In the United States.
I think I would run away either to Big Sky Country.
Ooh, Montana.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because who's going to know you out there?
Well, you got a lot of people are going out there now.
You know?
Yeah.
Just kind of hide.
Okay.
Just enjoy life.
Yeah.
Maybe Oregon.
Oh, the coast.
On the coast
gorgeous
of Oregon.
Gorgeous out there.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous out there.
No big cities around.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Florida.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Florida's
you already
got all that.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida's got all that nonsense, so you can't run away there.
So, if I wanted to, let's put it this way. If I wanted to run away and assume an identity and restart my life as somebody else.
Well, now you're starting to sound like a criminal.
Yeah. So if I were going to do that, so I'm done with all this here. John Hancock is gone, no longer exists.
Yeah.
And I can pick any place in the world I can go and get a little ID that says
you're Henry Rico Suave.
Henry Spencer III.
Oh.
And I would go.
The Caribbean.
Well, no. Because what are you going to do for a living?
The South.
I mean, you
got to
go someplace where you can earn a living.
Yeah.
So Henry Spencer III would probably go to Omaha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd head up there to Omaha. Uh-huh. I'd go to the First National Bank.
You know, it's right somewhere there. In middle America, Omaha is.
Yeah, I know exactly where it is up there in Nebraska. And it's where Bob Gibson was born and raised.
Right.
And I go to the First National Bank there in Omaha and get me a job, and I'd become a vice president very quickly.
Yeah.
Henry Spencer III, vice president of the First National Bank. And I'd be working with people on their little loans.
See,
out there.
I would be working in a grocery store. I wouldn't want the responsibility of a bank.
Interesting.
I just want to sit there and check people out at the grocery store.
Ding, 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 ding.
Are these the sumo oranges or the navel oranges, man? I don't know. Hold on. I'll punch them in.
And how about the people that put two of the asparagus in the same bag, trying to get two asparagus for the price of one? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So they tie the asparagus up there. You're going through the produce aisle.
Uh-huh.
And you got a little pack of asparagus. It's tied up and it's got a little orange
purple
tag on it.
Purple thing around it, yeah.
Yes. And that's what the asparagus costs. So they grab a bag. I've seen it happen.
Have you really?
I may have done it myself. And I didn't realize. But so what they do is they get one of those little bags, you know, the, uh-huh. the plastic bags.
Right.
And they put the little pack of asparagus in there with the little orange tag on it. And then they put a second one in.
Oh.
And then they tie it all together.
These are no good people.
And now you got two asparagus packages in this little plastic bag, and as you're checking out, more often than not all the time, but more often than not, the checker only clicks off one asparagi as it's going through the...
And
what you have effectively done now is you have stolen asparagus...
Yeah, don't steal asparagus.
...from a grocer, a reputable grocer in this town who is doing everything they can to improve the quality of life for their employees
right.
and to be a blessing to their community, and you are stealing their asparagus.
Do you like asparagus?
I do.
So I don't mind it when I'm eating
not that much. I don't buy it very often.
When you urinate later, it smells horrible.
Like asparagus.
It smells horrible.
Well, it reminds you of what you had for dinner.
I understand, but then you get a double dose of it if you stole. It could be extra penetrating that smell.
For the record, I have not more than a couple of times stolen asparagus.
Don't steal asparagus.
I'm not trying to steal. I didn't realize.
So you a green asparagus guy? Because, you know, in some of these fancy grocery stores, they have white asparagus.
Yeah, no.
Have you ever seen white asparagus?
Albino asparagus. No, there's something wrong there.
Yeah, I don't understand what the taste would be like.
There's a lack of, I believe it's called chlorophyll in the asparagus when you do it like that.
I went to Vegas one time with my friend Bob. And Bob and I are there, and we have two gals with us. Yeah, so we're sitting there, and we go to one of these fancy restaurants with some chef's name you never heard of, some French, Pierre Laplace. Blah, 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 steakhouse.
Chateau Bleu.
Right, and there we are. So I'm hungry, and I like to eat.
I like to eat, too.
I don't want small portions.
No.
Feed me. The guy says, I said to the lady, I said, this sounds really great. It's called the perfect pear.
Oh.
I said, is that enough for all of us? And she goes, oh, yeah. She goes, it's exquisite. Comes with a little.
P-A-I-R or
P-E-A-R?
A pear.
Yeah, it's P-E-A-R. A perfect pear.
Okay.
And she says, it's been grilled and... It's been charred with this, and it's got a little cinnamon, and blah, 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 a pear.
They put the pear on the grill.
So I ordered this sucker. John, they brought it out. You could see through this pear. I mean, it's like prosciutto, or, it was like shaved prosciutto.
Pear.
Yes,
shaved pear.
And it's like a $30 appetizer.
A $30 pear.
And there wasn't enough on there for somebody to get a whole bite.
I'm feeling better about
those fancy
asparagus.
Restaurants are no good.
Yes,
but asparagus
agreed.
Is great until you have to pee.
Yeah, well... And then, so the real fancy, Georgiana and I went to this place in Chicago one time.
Mm.
Highly recommended.
Joe Stone Crab.
No. Some frou-frou, she-she reservation,
She-she.
So you go in there, and it's like a 12-course meal. I'm thinking, this is perfect.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So they come out, and it's you don't order off the menu. Well, yeah, I think you have a choice for, whatever.
Right.
So you order the first whatever.
Uh-huh.
They bring this big... Big plate out. Big plate.
Uh-huh.
Tiny food.
Yeah.
Tiny
no,
food.
No, just like bites.
One bite.
Right.
And the plate is like the size of Milwaukee. And you got this little, thing in there that's wrapped up with a, parsley, whatever it is. And that's your first course.
Yep.
And then the second course, another big plate.
Right.
Another tiny food.
John.
What?
There's one of those places right here in St. Louis.
No.
It's in Cottleville. I'm not going to say its name.
Okay.
But I went there.
Yeah.
And it's one of those where they give you eight courses and you sit down. It takes forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I went with the same guy, Bob and I.
Yeah.
And a big group of people. Honest to God, by the time we finished dinner 2 hours later, he and I went to White Castle.
Yes.
We went to White Castle because we were starving. There was no food. And this was a fancy place.
Yes.
It's lovely. It's a lovely place.
I said to the waiter at this place in Chicago, I said, have you got any bread and butter? I mean, geez. It was unbelievable. And it cost me $250. Ridiculous.
Yeah, and look at us. When you're a fine specimen.
Like this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
I don't know if it's Kevin Colleen's February syndrome.
Yeah.
Or if it's just the never-ending marathon of COVID we've been in.
Yeah. A general malaise.
Yeah, or if it's just that I'm 46 and I want to run away.
46?
I want to run away.
46.
Did you ever run away?
What was I doing it for? Never mind. Never mind.
Did you ever run away?
No.
You never ran away from home when you were a little kid?
I never thought about running. Are you kidding me? I was the third of three kids.
You never threatened, that's it, I'm going to run away. You people don't like me around here. The rules are too hard.
My brother and sister couldn't believe how easy I had it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So I never ran away.
I ran away. I ran out the front door, around the corner of the house. You know where the air conditioner blower is? What they call that? Return or whatever?
So you guys probably had one of the small little air conditioning units, right?
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, the air conditioning unit was like the size of a building. I mean, because these old machines, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, the thing was massive.
So I sat out there for about 20 minutes. Felt like 3 days.
Yeah.
I'm like, nobody cares, and I'm gone. You know, I think they knew where I was. But it was a part of the house you couldn't see me.
Yeah. No window out there.
I was a hyperactive little kid.
Hard to believe.
Buddy, when I was younger, my mom used to make me run around the house.
Yeah.
Run around the house and ding the doorbell. And she, you know, I was out of control. She'd go, Michael, 10 laps.
10 laps.
Run around the house and ding the doorbell.
Wow.
You know, John, it wasn't until I was 17 that I figured out I could stand at the doorbell and just wait 45 seconds and ding it and ding it and ding it. But a doggone it, I would run around that house.
That
ding dong. Ding dong. Ding dong. But by the time I was 17, I figured out, I'd just sit there at the door and just ding the doorbell.
Yeah.
No, I never did that. I am ready to run away.
Are you?
Where would you go?
To run away.
Like, let's say run away in the United States.
Leave if you everything? Were just, like, leave my family?
No, well, no. Pretend like you and Georgiana are going to run away together. Where would you run away?
Well, I don't think she's in.
Really?
No. Yeah. We got a grandkid coming. I mean, we're not going to run
See,
away.
See, you're bringing life into this. All right, I'm just okay, trying
to... Let me try and exclude life from this conversation.
Just right. If you could run away.
So it's just me. I don't have to worry about any responsibilities.
Yeah, you're free
I'm like
and
you.
Fancy. Yes, you're Mike
I'm
Kelly.
Like you. I'm yeah. Mike Kelly. Well, let me think about this.
So I've been thinking about Florida.
I'd be at the bar right now.
Yeah.
Hey there.
How are you?
Come here often?
Yeah. Are you Irish?
Can I buy you a little drink?
Yeah.
All right, never mind. I digress. So we're running away.
Yeah.
Okay. In the United States.
I think I would run away either to Big Sky Country.
Ooh, Montana.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because who's going to know you out there?
Well, you got a lot of people are going out there now.
You know?
Yeah.
Just kind of hide.
Okay.
Just enjoy life.
Yeah.
Maybe Oregon.
Oh, the coast.
On the coast
gorgeous
of Oregon.
Gorgeous out there.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous out there.
No big cities around.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Florida.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Florida's
you
got all
away
that.
To Florida.
Yeah, Florida's I mean, got all that nonsense, so you can't run away there.
So, let's put it this way. I wanted to run away and assume an identity and restart my life as somebody else.
Well, now you're starting to sound like a criminal.
Yeah. So if I were going to do that, so I'm done with all this here. John Hancock is gone, no longer exists.
Yeah.
And I can pick any place in the world I can go and get a little ID that says
you're Henry Rico Suave.
Henry Spencer III.
Oh.
And I would go
the Caribbean.
Well, no. Because what are you going to do for a living?
The South.
I mean,
you
got to go someplace where you can earn a living.
Yeah.
So Henry Spencer III would probably go to Omaha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd head up there to Omaha. Uh-huh. I'd go to the First National Bank.
You know, it's right somewhere there. In middle America, Omaha is.
Yeah, I know exactly where it is, up there in Nebraska. And it's where Bob Gibson was born and raised.
Right.
And I go to the First National Bank there in Omaha and get me a job, and I'd become a vice president very quickly.
Yeah.
Henry Spencer III, vice president of the First National Bank. And I'd be working with people on their little loans.
See,
out there.
I would be working in a grocery store. I wouldn't want the responsibility of a bank.
Interesting.
I just want to sit there and check people out at the grocery store.
Ding, 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 ding.
Are these the sumo oranges or the navel oranges, man? I don't know. Hold on. I'll punch them in.
And how about the people that put two of the asparagus in the same bag, trying to get two asparagus for the price of one? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So they tie the asparagus up there. You're going through the produce aisle.
Uh-huh.
And you got a little pack of asparagus. It's tied up, and it's got a little orange
purple
tag on
little
it.
Purple thing around it,
Yes. And that's what the asparagus cost. So they grab a bag. I've seen it happen.
Have you really?
I may have done it myself.
And
I didn't realize. But so what they do is they get one of those little bags, you know, the plastic bags.
Right.
And they put the little pack of asparagus in there with the little orange tag on it, and then they put a second one in.
Oh.
And then they tie it all together.
These are no good people.
And now you got two asparagus packages in this little plastic bag, and as you're checking out, more often than not all the time, but more often than not, the checker only clicks off one asparagus as it's going through the...
And
what you have effectively done now is you have stolen asparagus...
Yeah, don't steal asparagus.
...from a grocer, a reputable grocer in this town who is doing everything they can to improve the quality of life for their employees and to be a blessing to their community, and you are stealing their asparagus.
Do you like asparagus?
I do.
So I don't mind it when I'm eating
it. Not that much. I don't buy it very often.
When you urinate later, it smells horrible.
Like asparagus.
It smells horrible.
Well, it reminds you of what you had for dinner.
I understand, but then you get a double dose of it if you stole it could be extra penetrating that smell.
For the record, I have not more than a couple of times stolen asparagus.
Don't steal asparagus.
I'm not trying to steal. I didn't realize.
So you a green asparagus guy? Because, you know, in some of these fancy grocery stores, they have white asparagus.
Yeah, no.
Have you ever seen white asparagus?
Albino asparagus. No, there's something wrong there.
Yeah, I don't understand what the taste would be like.
There's a lack of, I believe it's called chlorophyll in the asparagus when you do it like that.
I went to Vegas one time with my friend Bob. And Bob and I are there, and we have two gals with us. Yeah, so we're sitting there, and we go to one of these fancy restaurants with some chef's name you never heard of, some French, you know, Pierre Laplace, you know, blah, 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 steakhouse.
Chateau Bleu.
Right, and there we are. So I'm hungry, you know, and I like to eat.
I like to eat, too.
I don't want small portions.
No.
Feed me. The guy says, I said to the lady, I said, this sounds really great. It's called the perfect pair.
Ooh.
I said, is that enough for all of us? And she goes, oh, yeah. She goes, it's exquisite. Comes with a little...
P-A-I-R or P-E-A-R?
P-E-A-R.
A pair.
Yeah, it's P-E-A-R. A perfect pair. Okay. And she says, it's been grilled and it's been charred with this and it's got a little cinnamon and blah, blah, blah. A pair.
They put the pair on the grill.
So I ordered this sucker. John, they brought it out. You could see through this pair. I mean, it's like prosciutto or, you know, it was like shaved prosciutto.
The pear.
Yes,
shaved
pear. And it's like a $30 appetizer.
A $30 pear.
And there wasn't enough on there for somebody to get a whole bite.
I'm feeling better about
those fancy
asparagus.
Restaurants are no good.
Yes.
But asparagus is great until you have to pee.
Yeah, well, and then, so the real fancy, Georgiana and I went to this place in Chicago one time.
Mm.
Highly recommended.
Joe Stone Crab.
No. Some frou-frou, she-she reservation, you know.
She-she.
So you go in there. And it's like a 12-course meal. I'm thinking, this is perfect.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So they come out, and it's you don't order off the menu. Well, yeah, I think you have a choice for, you know, whatever.
Right.
So you order the first whatever.
Uh-huh.
They bring this big plate out. Big plate.
Uh-huh.
Tiny food.
Yeah.
Tiny food.
No, just like bites.
One bite.
Right.
And the plate is like the size of Milwaukee. And you got this little, you know, thing in there that's wrapped up with a, you know, parsley, whatever it is. And that's your first course.
Yep.
And then the second course, another big plate,
right.
Another tiny food.
John.
What?
There's one of those places right here in St. Louis.
No.
It's in Cottleville. I'm not going to say its name.
Okay.
But I went there.
Yeah.
And it's one of those where they give you 8 courses and you sit down. It takes forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I went with the same guy, Bob and I.
Yeah.
And a big group of people. Honest to God, by the time we finished dinner 2 hours later, he and I went to White Castle.
Yes.
We went to White Castle because we were starving.
Well,
there was no food, and this was a fancy place.
Yes.
It's lovely. It's a lovely place.
I said to the waiter at this place in Chicago, I said, have you got any bread and butter? I mean, geez, it was unbelievable. And it cost me like, I don't know, $250. Ridiculous.
Yeah, and look at us. When you're a fine specimen.
Like this. Yeah.
You need nourishment.
Yeah, you need stuff.
We don't want frou-frou bites.
No.
Listen, I will settle on only one course. Just bring me about 30 of them.
Yeah.
That's
just
fine.
A big hunk.
Yeah.
A big hunk of, you know, that's what you do when you order. You know, I'll have number 13, but give me a big hunk of it and make it fast because I'm hungry.
I got to tell you a story when we come back.
All right. We'll see you.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah. This is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Hey now, Late Night with Hancock and
Kelly. Yes, it is. You've got a story.
Yeah, have you ever been to one of these, they call it like restaurant week, where you can go to any restaurant.
Yes.
And you're going to pay $50 no matter where it's at. It's going to be a 3-course meal, and you can pick.
Yes.
So Clayton Restaurant Week.
Yeah.
That's got to be 10 years ago now.
Uh-huh.
I'm with a big group of people, right? Maybe 10 people around a circular table.
Okay.
And the same guy, my buddy Bob's
Your
there.
Buddy Bobby. I know him well.
Yeah, Bobby's there. And so Bob and I happen to order the same thing.
Okay.
And so we're all having a cocktail waiting for the food to come and all that.
Yeah.
After we had ordered. And Bob nudges me and he says, because we're sitting there with mixed company. And he says, hey, what'd you get? I said, I got the pork chop.
Mm.
He goes, so did I.
Wow.
And with that, I said, Bobby, hold on. I got to go to the bathroom. Now, I immediately go and find my waitress because it's a pre-cooked meal, meaning that everybody's going to get served at the same time.
Right.
Everybody's having one of three things.
It's restaurant week.
And it's restaurant week. So I find my waitress and I pull out $40.
Yeah.
And I hand it to her and I said, now listen, I don't care what this is going to cost me. I said, but I want you to serve me first. Okay. And then I want you to go the exact opposite way around, okay? And I said, you have to give me a pork chop that's 4 times the size of a regular one, okay? Bring it out here. So this gal brings out a pork chop. I mean, it's the size of a hubcap sitting on this plate, right? Bob looks at me and goes, "You got the pork chop?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Oh, I can't wait. This is great." So now they're giving it to the girls, right? They're giving them a tilapia. This person's got a pasta. And they bring Bob's, and it's the size of a White Castle hamburger. And he's looking at his plate. He's looking at mine. He's looking at his plate. He's looking at mine. He goes, "You're a, you know, whatever. You're a jerk." I said, "Yeah." But that was one of the best breaks I've ever played. Yeah.
That is hilarious. You know, you don't order a pork chop out very often.
No, but pork chops are great.
They are wonderful.
What, didn't you tell me you were eating a fried pork chop the other night?
Not fried.
No.
No. Georgia Ann prepares it. I don't know what
she does. Butterflies it and cooks it up there.
No, it was just a pork chop. But I've been buying pork chops.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, because pork is very reasonably priced
these days. Beef is, woo, through the roof.
I mean, it's like an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
To get an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
And so, so I've been buying the pork chops, and we've been having the pork chops, and she does a lovely job on the pork chops.
Now, does she go with a more spicy pork chop, or does she use apples and more of a sweet taste to it?
No. You got to go with it. I'm married to a Greek woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's garlic in everything.
Yeah, right.
And so you don't be putting apples on garlic.
Right.
You know,
right.
Nobody does that.
No.
So if you're going to go the garlic route, then you go the garlic route. Maybe a little light breading on that pork chop, a little of that panko, you know, the little seasoning.
Right.
With the garlic on
does
there.
Does she pound it down for you? She pound that pork chop?
It's amazing what she does to this.
Tenderize
it? It's amazing. I mean, she's like a... She's like an artist on a canvas when she gets into that
now,
kitchen.
Now, being Greek, she's probably into lamb chops, too.
Oh, my gosh.
What's better, her pork chop or her lamb chops?
Her lamb chops. I mean, forget about it.
Yeah.
It is. It's unbelievable.
It really is.
I want one now.
Yeah.
I do. I want one right now. Her lamb chops.
Where do you buy lamb?
If I didn't love her already.
Right.
Those lamb chops would seal the deal.
You could have made those for her for Valentine's Day.
Oh, come on, Kelly. Jeez, I feel bad enough.
Where do you buy lamb?
Well,
Can you pick it up at the local grocery store?
Off a boil up here.
Yeah, you've got to go to a butcher for
you
that,
can.
Right?
I mean, you can find lamb around. The Straub's has good lamb.
Right. But your Schnucks and Deerbergs, I don't know they carry lamb, do they?
Not a lot. You have to ask. I mean, they'll get it for you if you tell them, you know, I'm coming on Thursday.
Yeah.
They'll, you know, and my butchers at Schnucks are the best.
Oh, totally.
They are the best. You know, you got Dennis out there and the other guy. What's his name?
Him.
And, but they're the best.
Hey, you.
Well, I like him, though. He watches our show on Sunday morning.
Really? Yeah. So then does he refer to you as Hancock or Kelly?
Yeah, he knows.
Nobody ever knows who I am.
I'm the one who's right.
I doubt the butcher thinks you're right.
Oh, the butcher thinks I'm right. I'm telling you,
he's a working guy like me.
And thinks
buddy.
I'm right.
Hey, but then he's flawed.
Well,
he's a completely flawed. You're out fighting for billionaires. I'm out fighting for the working man.
That's how you roll, Kelly. That's how you roll. Well, you had a pork chop with Bobby.
That was one of the greatest pranks I've ever played on somebody.
I'm very hungry. Right now.
Yeah.
And it's probably too late to eat. It's not healthy to eat.
You know, last time I had a pork chop, it was when I was down in Florida.
Yeah.
On my little vacation I just had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you know what happened to me that night? I was sitting outside.
Yeah.
A bird. It pooped on me.
A bird pooped on you at a restaurant?
Yeah. I was sitting outside. Have you ever had a bird poop on you?
No.
They say it's good luck.
What?
Well, that's what they tell you, you know. You've never had a bird poop on you?
I don't think I have. I'm not outside all that much.
Yeah. What about on your car? Do you ever get it on your car?
I do get it on the car, yeah.
I swear to God, all of a sudden I'm sitting there and right there on my left shoulder. Yeah, a bird pooped on me. Well, we weren't far from the ocean, so, you know, they're flying around and stuff.
Yeah,
but it was nasty.
Oh, it's horrible.
It was nasty.
Did it ruin your meal?
No, but it ruined my shirt.
Yeah.
It's hard to get out.
The bird poop.
The bird poop.
Yeah. How do you get on the bird poop? Because you're eating a
pork chop.
Yeah, that's how we.
Yeah, you know what they don't have in Florida?
What?
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
A pork steak. The worst piece of meat that's ever been invented.
You're just wrong.
I'm not wrong.
If you have a properly prepared pork steak, Michael.
Which means that you got to marinate it.
Yes.
And you got to soak it in some type of juice for 3 hours
marinade.
So that it doesn't taste like a piece of leather. so that it's actually tender.
It's so tender. And it melts. It melts. Mm-hmm. And you get the barbecue sauce on there, and you put a little beer on top of that, and you brush it on the grill, and then you pull it out off the grill, and you put it in the pan, and you marinate it in the barbecue sauce. And magnificent. You put it in the oven at 300, and you let it
sit
there.
That's what you got to do. You got to cook it after you cook it because it's so hard to eat.
And then
it's a miserable piece of meat.
And then you put it on the plate there with a little cauliflower. Oh,
that's John Hancock.
You have no idea what you're missing.
I'm Michael Kelly. You can catch us Friday here
we'll be back
in
Friday.
For Amy and Charlie from 8:30 to 11.
Yes, there.
We do the Glover Show DJ. At 3 o'clock every Friday, and don't forget you can see us on TV on Fox 2 in St. Louis.
It has been our
at 8:30 on Sunday.
Spending this time with all of you. We'll see you around the corner on KMOX. Yeah.
About to be a great night.
Feeling good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Hey now. Late Night with Hancock and
Kelly. Yes, it is. You've got a story.
Yeah. Have you ever been to one of these, they call it like restaurant week, where you can go to any restaurant.
Yes.
And you're going to pay $50 no matter where it's at. It's going to be a three-course meal, and you can pick.
Yes.
So Clayton Restaurant Week.
Yeah.
That's got to be 10 years ago now.
Uh-huh.
I'm with a big group of people, right? Maybe 10 people around a circular table.
Okay.
And the same guy, my buddy Bob's
Your
there.
Buddy Bobby. I know him well.
Yeah, Bobby's there. And so Bob and I happen to order the same thing.
Okay.
And so we're all having a cocktail waiting for the food to come and all that.
Yeah.
After we had ordered. And Bob nudges me and he says, because we're sitting there with mixed company. And he says, hey, what'd you get? I said, I got the pork chop. He goes, so did I.
Wow.
And with that, I said, Bobby, hold on. I got to go to the bathroom. Now, I immediately go and find my waitress because it's a pre-cooked meal, meaning that everybody's going to get served at the same time.
Right.
Everybody's having one of three things.
It's restaurant week.
It's restaurant week. So I find my waitress, and I pull out $40.
Yeah.
And I hand it to her, and I said, now listen, I don't care what this is going to cost me. I said, but I want you to serve me first, okay? And then I want you to go the exact opposite way around, okay? And I said, you have to give me a pork chop that's four times the size of a regular one, okay? Bring it out here. So this gal brings out a pork chop. It's the size of a hubcap sitting on this plate, right? Bob looks at me and goes, you got the pork chop? I said, yeah. He goes, oh, I can't wait. This is great. So now they're giving it to the girls, right? They're giving them a tilapia. This person's got a pasta. And they bring Bob's, and it's the size of a White Castle hamburger. And he's looking at his plate. He's looking at mine. He's looking at his plate. He's looking at mine. He goes, you're a, whatever. You're a jerk. I said, yeah. But that was one of the best breaks I've ever
hilarious.
Played. Yeah.
That is hilarious. You know, you don't order a pork chop out very often.
No, but pork chops are great.
They are wonderful.
What, didn't you tell me you were eating a fried pork chop the other night?
Not fried.
No.
No. Georgia Ann prepares it. I don't know what's
she butterflies it and cooks it up there.
It was just a pork chop. But I've been buying pork chops.
Uh-huh.
And, because pork is very reasonably priced.
Beef is, through the roof.
I mean, it's like an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
To get an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
And so, so I've been buying the pork chops, and we've been having the pork chops, and she does a lovely job on the pork chops.
Now, does she go with a more spicy pork chop, or does she use apples and more of a sweet taste to it?
No. You got to go with it. I'm married to a Greek woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's garlic in everything.
Yeah, right.
And so you don't be putting apples on garlic.
Right.
Nobody does that.
No.
So if you're going to go the garlic route, then you go the garlic route. Maybe a little light breading on that pork chop, a little of that panko, the little seasoning.
Right.
With the garlic on
does
there.
Does she pound it down for you? She pound that pork chop?
It's amazing what she does to this.
Tenderize
it? It's amazing. I mean, she's like a... She's like an artist on a canvas when she gets into that
kitchen.
Now,
being Greek, she's probably into lamb chops, too.
Oh, my gosh.
What's better, her pork chop or her lamb chops?
Her lamb chops. I mean, forget about it.
Yeah.
It is. It's unbelievable.
It really is, isn't
it? I want one now.
Yeah.
I do. I want one right now. Her lamb chops.
Yeah.
I mean, if I didn't love...
Where do you buy lamb?
If I didn't love her already...
Right.
Those lamb chops would seal the deal.
You could have made those for her for Valentine's Day.
Oh, come on, Kelly. Jeez, I feel bad enough.
Where do you buy lamb?
Well,
can you pick it up at the local grocery store?
Off a boil up here.
Yeah, you've got to go to a butcher for
you
that,
can.
Right?
I mean, you can find lamb around. The Straub's has good lamb.
Right. But your Schnucks and Deerbergs, I don't know they carry lamb, do they?
Not a lot. You have to ask. I mean, they'll get it for you if you tell them, you know, I'm coming on Thursday.
Yeah.
They'll, you know, and my butchers at Schnucks are the best.
Oh, totally.
They are the best. You know, you got Dennis out there and the other guy, what's his name?
Him.
And but they're the best.
Hey, you. Well,
I like him, though. He's a good. He watches our show on Sunday morning.
Really? Yeah. So then does he refer to you as Hancock or Kelly?
Yeah, he knows what.
Nobody ever knows who I am.
I'm the one who's right.
I doubt the butcher thinks you're right.
Oh, the butcher thinks I'm right. I'm telling you.
He's a working guy like me.
And thinks
buddy.
I'm right.
Hey, what? Then he's flawed.
Well,
he's a completely flawed. You're out fighting for billionaires. I'm out fighting for the working man.
That's how you roll, Kelly. That's how you roll. Well, you had a pork chop with Bobby.
Yeah, but now that was one of the greatest pranks I've ever played on somebody.
I'm very hungry right now.
Yeah.
And it's probably too late to eat. It's not healthy to eat.
You know, last time I had a pork chop, it was when I was down in Florida.
Yeah.
On my little vacation I just had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you know what happened to me that night? I was sitting outside.
Yeah.
A bird. It pooped on me.
A bird pooped on you at a restaurant?
Yeah. I was sitting outside. Have you ever had a bird poop on you?
No.
They say it's good luck.
What?
Well, that's what they tell you, you know. You've never had a bird poop on you?
I don't think I have. You know, I'm not outside all that much.
Yeah. What about on your car? Do you ever get it on
your
car?
I do get it on the car, yeah.
I swear to God, all of a sudden I'm sitting there and right there on my left shoulder. Yeah, a bird pooped on me.
Oh.
Well, we weren't far from the ocean, so, you know, they're flying around and stuff.
Yeah,
but it was nasty.
Oh, it's horrible.
It was nasty.
Did it ruin your meal?
No, but it ruined my shirt.
Yeah.
It's hard to get out.
The bird poop.
The bird poop.
Yeah. How do you get on the bird poop? Because you were eating a pork chop in Florida. Yeah, that's how we
got. You know what they don't have in Florida, thank goodness?
Yeah.
A pork steak. The worst piece of meat that's ever been invented.
You're just wrong.
I'm not wrong.
If you have a properly prepared pork steak, Michael.
Which means that you got to marinate it.
Yes.
Then you got to soak it in some type of juice for 3 hours so that it doesn't taste like a piece of leather. So that it's actually tender.
It's so tender.
Oh,
and it melts. It melts. Mm-hmm. And you get the barbecue sauce on there, and you put a little beer on top of that, and you brush it on the grill, and then you pull it out off the grill, and you put it in the pan, and you marinate it in the barbecue sauce. And magnificent. You put it in the oven at 300, and you let it sit there.
That's what you got to do. Then you got to cook it after you cook it because it's so hard to eat.
And then.
It's a miserable piece of meat.
And then you put it on the plate there with a little cauliflower. Oh,
that's John Hancock.
I have no idea what you're missing.
I'm Michael Kelly. You can catch us Friday here
we'll
in
Friday.
For Amy and Charlie from 8:30 to 11.
So, yes, there.
We do the Glover Show PJ. At 3 o'clock every Friday. And don't forget, you can see us on TV on Fox 2 in St. Louis.
It has been our
pleasure. At 8:30 on Sunday.
Spending this time with all of you. We'll see you around the corner on K-More.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.